was taunting him. Even his brothers were going after him, saying, "You can't do this. What are you doing? It's your pride. It's your wanting to be in the middle of the things. It's like, go back to those few sheep that you've been tending. Go back to your menial job." But there was something inside of David that said, "No, I wasn't created to just have to do this." There was something that obviously rose up inside of him to say, "No, I'm not going to stay there. I'm going to keep asking questions. I'm going to keep pushing in." And David said, "Now what have I done? What have I done? Is there not a cause?" That's a pretty big thing to be coming out of a young man's mouth. Isn't there a cause? It's like he was a leader. There was leadership that was arising from him at a young age because it's something that God put inside of him. Isn't there a cause? Why should I stand back when I can see a cause and I can do something about it? And he turned from him toward another and said the same thing. And these people answered him just as the first ones did. Now, when the words which David spoke were heard, they reported them to Saul, and he sent for them. And David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight with the Philistine." And Saul said to David, "You are not able to go against the Philistines to fight with him, for you are a youth, and he is a man of war from his youth." How many of you have ever had somebody say, "You can't do this. You can't do that because of whatever." And then you buy into that lie. You buy into the lie because somebody spoke something over you and said, "You can't do that. You can't do that. It's impossible for you to do that. You're a youth. You're a nobody. There's other trained men here that have been trained for this, and they're turning away and running in fear. What makes you think that you could do something like this?" We've all had somebody speak words like that over us. And if any of those words come to your mind, I just want you to break those words off, because those words are a lie, yet they come around us, and they become like a cocoon that harden up, and before you know it, you're trapped inside these lies that try to keep you from being the man, from being the woman that God's created you to be. They try to hold you down, to keep you from your purpose and to keep you from your destiny, to keep you from your calling. And they're a lie. They're not the truth. They're a lie. But David said to Saul, "Your servant used to keep his father's sheep. And when a lion or bear came and took a lamb out of the flock, I went out after it, and I struck it, and delivered the lamb from the mouth. And when it rose against me, I caught it by its beard, and I..."